AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby says Russian President Vladimir Putin has been active, placing troops near Ukraine.
He continues to add to his readiness. He continues to give himself more options should he pursue a military path here.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is suggesting to Putin talks should continue about Ukraine.
We would welcome a pursuit of that path by the Russians, because we too believe that they're still should be and can be a diplomatic path forward.
Moscow denies it has any plans to invade Ukraine and wants Western guarantees NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members. A modest pullback for stocks on Wall Street accelerated after the U.S. announced the closure of its embassy in Ukraine. A government official in Canada says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will invoke emergency powers to quell the protest by demonstrators who've paralyzed Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's coronavirus restrictions. Sources tell the AP former New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez, once vilified by Donald Trump as a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now a key part of an investment group seeking to buy the rights to the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel. The AP's Bernard Condon reports the Trump name would be taken down.
Remove those five golden letters. That hotel now will be able to open its doors to people who are way on the left, way on the right. The theory is now it'll start making money.
The deal could close within weeks. The mega drought bedeviling the West got even drier last year and is becoming the deepest dry spell in more than 1,200 years. A study today says the mega drought is now the worst-case scenario officials and scientists worried about in the 1900s. The drought deepened so much in 2021, it is 5% worse than the old record. This is AP News. A Super Bowl champion has another reason to celebrate.
Rams wide receiver Van Jefferson not only won the NFL's top prize, he also welcomed a newborn son hours after Los Angeles beat Cincinnati. Jefferson's wife attended the Super Bowl, but left on a stretcher during the game after going into labor. She had already told the Rams not to tell her husband if their second child decided to arrive during the game. So after the Rams finished off the Bengals, Jefferson rushed to the hospital to join his wife, later posting a photo of himself holding his son. I'm Shelley Adler.
Their office says Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, has tested positive for the coronavirus 4 days after her husband, Prince Charles, was confirmed to be infected. Clarence House says the 74-year-old Camilla was self-isolating. 73-year-old Charles has been isolating since he tested positive Thursday, but Camilla has continued with public engagements while taking daily tests. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line, simplified.